You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The best of the best bull riders are coming to Sun Valley this weekend. The Sun Valley PBR Classic, a professional bull riders touring pro division event, will showcase some of the top bull riders in action. Now, this event takes place tomorrow in Haley. And joining us live on the phone is Justin Andrade. He is the co-producer of PBR Sun Valley. He's also a former world champion rider. Justin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, tell us what PBR Sun Valley is and how does it differ from, let's say, just a traditional rodeo?
Well, first of all, the bull riding event is a standalone event. And a group of bull riders 25 years ago got together, a group of the best bull riders got together and formed the PBR. And what they did by doing that, they separated themselves from traditional rodeo and sold their TV rights and pretty much brought big money and big sponsors to the world of rodeo.
So anytime we see we see or read PBR, that's professional bull riders. Is that what that stands for?
Yeah, that stands for the Professional Bull Riders Association.
Okay, so that's a really good thing to know because you see that quite often. So what that means is you really do get the best of the best. So tell me about this event tomorrow and what people will be able to see.
Well, first of all, it's in the beautiful Wood River Valley in scenic Idaho. It's just it's a great location. And it's unique because of the area, for one, and they have a fairly new stadium here. And there's not a bad seat in the house. We have a VIP area, which is on the arena floor. And then, like I mentioned, the general admission is not a bad seat there. So it's going to be an exciting time.
And then tell me about some of the bull riders who will be featured tomorrow, because they're coming from all over the world for this event, correct?
Yeah, we have some of the best bull riders and the best bulls. And the bull riders are coming from Australia, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, and, of course, the USA. The bulls, they're coming, they're all from the USA, but at this event, but they are some of the best bulls in the world, and the riders and the bulls are vying for positions at the world finals in Las Vegas.
So this event is one of the events that would get them to the finals.
Yeah, so half the points during the competition are from the bull and half the points are for the bull rider. Making a total possible of 100-point bull ride. So 50 for the rider, 50 for the bull. And the riders, it's money won that gets them into the world finals. And the bulls, it's their points throughout the season that gets them into the finals.
So do these bull riders, I mean, have they in the past maybe ridden some of the bulls that will be there tomorrow? Or
yeah,
because I've always been curious about how does that process work? Is it like name in a hat and you pull one out and this is the bull you get? How does that work?
Well, and that's a good question. It is a drawing contest. So there's a random computer drawing system that's used. But the bulls are on the tour just like the bull riders. So many times you may have been on the bull, or for sure you know somebody that has. And if you don't know, there's bull stats that are collected, and you can just go to a website and see what their scores were and kind of their track record. But always there's new bull riders coming up, and there's new bulls coming up. So there's always those times where you're going to get matchups that are unknown.
So when you were doing this professionally, was there ever, you know, is there ever a bull you wanted to ride and then one you were just hoping you did not have to ride? I mean, do bulls have reputations?
They have big time reputations. These bulls are athletes. There's breeding programs for them, just like show dogs or racehorses, anything else. And then they're on feeding programs, exercise programs. And they're athletes. They're just like an Olympic athlete. And so some of the hardest bulls in the world to ride are dog gentle. You can go up and pet them and even sit on their back. And when they go into the chute, they know it's time to compete. But some of them are just mean. You know, that's just, their temperament, you know, just
right.
kind of like a dog, I guess.
Well, you've seen
yeah.
that. I mean, I've seen it right here at the Snake River Stampede in Nampa when you see some of those bulls, I mean, when they're still in the pen, right? And the rider can't even get on them. And I mean, it is nerve wracking just as someone who's witnessing this. So I can't imagine what it's like for the rider when that bull's doing that. It'd be like, really, I have to ride this thing now?
Yeah, it's sometimes it's a big game, you know, because bulls know how to get in your head, and then that's just like fighters, prize fighters, MMA mm-hmm. guys do that a lot, you know, they try to get in your head, and that's a strategy that bulls will use sometimes. But again, all bulls are different. Some of them are real nice and easy to be around, and some of them are just grumpy.
And this is one of only two PBR events in Idaho this year, right?
That's right. Yep. This one and the one at the end of the season in Nampa.
And then you'll find out who goes to the Vegas finals. And that's what's pretty cool, is to be able to see bull riders that really go to the world finals. Very quickly, because we're running out of time, Justin, tell me when and yep. when and where. And this is open for the whole family tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. So this is going to be at the Haley Rodeo Grounds in Haley, Idaho. Gates open at 6:30. The performance starts at 8:00, and it's going to be an exciting event.
Well, I appreciate it. I learned a lot about PBR and bulls today. So, see, you learn something new every day. I appreciate your time, Justin Andrade. He is the co-producer of PBR Sun Valley, also a former world champion rider. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, everyone, for being a part of Idaho Matters. Do appreciate you taking time out of your day to always listen and to be a part of our program. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill, Samantha Wright. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. Our theme music, it was written and produced by musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Friday. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.